Wayne, we're here at the West Des Moines restaurant on the corner of Sheep Barn and Main Drag.
Rock Island and East Logan.
Since 1949.
Yes, sir.
All right.
This is our 63rd year here serving food at the fair.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it started out, like I said, 1949, and has evolved to what you see here today. This requires about 170 volunteers, and we open 2 days before the fair starts. And we have a day manager for each one that organizes the volunteers, and we have a kitchen manager, Jeff Wilson, who now in his fifth year is keeping track behind the counter to keep everything running smooth and getting good quality food and service out to the folks that come here. And we've become a spot where people come back to all the time. They come to the fair and they get their donut or they get their corn dog and they come here to get a piece of pie or they gotta have that sandwich that we make.
And sandwiches such as?
Well, we have a beef burger sandwich. That's a loose meat sandwich. We serve a hot dog. We have a pulled pork sandwich that I would put up against anyone's out here. And then we, in our breakfast menu, we have a biscuits and gravy and a sausage, egg, cheese, biscuit sandwich. And we have something for everybody, something for the kids to somebody who's really hungry.
We talked about the number of people it takes to do this. Say a little bit more about that.
Well, the fair is, 10, 11 days, and then we are open for a couple more days, and it takes about 15 people per day, two different eight-hour shifts. And we have a day manager assigned that gets tickets to people, communicates with them. Another person named Tom Ackerman does our treasure. He's also helps with a lot of maintenance around here. And another gentleman named Joe Laszlo we've got him to help with getting volunteers, being our front man to go out and find folks to fill the slots. And we have a very large sign-up sheet in the church that people go sign up on, and it fills up every year. We have folks that have done it for 30 years and some that have, this is their first year. And when they do one, they usually come back.
How long does it take to get ramped up for this?
Well, the first Saturday of August, we open it up, so to speak, take the sides off, clean it out, put up the tents, get it organized. But we really kind of work on it off and on throughout the year. It takes a couple months to wind it all up and get our numbers and distribute the funds from here. There's a group in church that gets involved in that. And then after the first of the year, we start talking about that there are things that need to be fixed, updated. Do we want to do any additions or deletions? And we kind of work on it from there. And the time goes very quickly. So the next thing you know, it's July and it's panic sets in and we got to get going.
He talked about the distribution of the proceeds from the summer activities.
We have our net funds, and then there are three or four other groups in our church that raise money. And over the years, we kind of acted independently, but a few years ago, we discovered that if we lumped it all together, sent out a notice of people wanting to request funds with who you are, what you do, what's it going to be used for, how much, are you being supported by anyone else? And some of those are Wesley Woods, ASP Project, Camperships. We've given money out to local organizations, Hope Ministries, other places. And the bulk of the funds from this operation go to mission work or program work to reach out. We are in the process of looking at a thing called Life Tree Cafe, a new ministry, and we put some seed money into that from last year, and we'll start that up this fall. Those other groups then use the monies to help with the infrastructure of our church. We try to keep this people come in to give us money, so we want it to go back out.
You mentioned when we started talking, 1949.
Yeah, long time before me.
You had some photos that you showed me earlier.
Uh-huh.
Describe the evolution of this food.
Well, as I understand the history, we had the first stand was just a small little, about a 10 by 10 stand, and they brought it in and set it up and tore it down and took it away every year right on this corner. And then it evolved to a little bit bulkier structure that had looked like a stand-up counter to it. And then the next generation was one that you could put folding chairs around, and it was more of a counter type thing that we have. And they could close that up at night and leave it during the fair. Well, then mid-80s, roughly, I talked to one of the gentlemen that was involved in it, Bob Meyer, and he and another man named Marv Morford built this. Marv, and we could take this all apart, as you see it. But the fair allows us to keep it here. And that's been here for the last 20 plus years.
What are some of the changes that you could chronicle over the years in terms of people coming or the kind of food served?
Our food has pretty much remained the same. The beef burger has changed a little bit in terms of how we season it, but that's, as I understand it, is one of the originals. The hot dog, we changed the hot dog a little bit, but you know, people come here because that's what they like. You go to the place where you can get your favorite corn dog and you're pretty disappointed to the point of being angry if it's not there. So we've added the breakfast. That became probably the biggest thing. They needed more help down here. We figured out how to do it and added the sandwich and the biscuits and gravy and the rolls. We always had rolls and donuts, but you know, right now we're using Donut King, and they do a great job for us. And we get quite a breakfast crowd. And that's probably been the biggest growth. And then the pork sandwich. We spent many years across from the pork barn, didn't have a pork sandwich, and then we tried one and found that it was successful and have evolved into what we use today. And it appears to be very good. We sell a lot of it.
Earlier you talked about sort of being thrown into it. This operation almost last minute, 12.
Well, I was roughly around 2000. We have United Methodist Men, an active group, and that's kind of the brawn behind getting this thing set up. And I was president, and a gentleman that was organizing this got transferred. And about 3 weeks before the fair started, it was the baton was handed off, and I've been involved in it ever since and been able to recruit other people to help with a lot of some of the heavy lifting. And you know, it takes about 15 people or so to open it up, and it'll take about 15 people to close it up, and we get all ages, and we've got folks that are 80 years old coming out and helping on both of these, down to kids.
What does this do for the church, over and above whatever proceeds may come in for supporting programs within the church or mission outreach? What does it do for the church? Be able to have a flyby by a warthog.
We got a flyby.
For the group. I mean,
I think it's a way of people to get involved. We have people who are not members but come to our church, and they get involved, and they find the camaraderie. And it's not just amongst the people that work here, but the folks who come and sit down and eat, and you sit and talk with them, and you find out that there's people from all walks of life and love to sit and talk. And that's probably one of the endearing things. You can get a cup of coffee and a China cup. We're the only ones out here that we're aware of that you can do that with and get a refill and sit and talk. And no one's interested in you packing up and leaving. You want to spend a couple hours sitting there, have at it. And but from our folks, I think they get a chance to serve. One of the things we talk about is why folks come to the fair or the stand and what we get out of it. What I've noticed over the years is that this is a kind of a safe haven, if you will, and in the day that's hot and the kids are cranky, and they get to come and sit down and rest, and they're not pushed out. They can sit here and enjoy it. from the family who's got some kids that are tired and they're hungry, and you can see them, and someone walks up to them and says, you know, can I help you? And they order some good food and just sit and relax, and they always say thank you when they leave. And that's probably as gratifying a thing for the folks that are working here as anything that we do. And that's what keeps people coming back, is we welcome them in and we serve them and we send them on their way and they want to come back. It's fun. We get generations, families. I mean, yesterday we had a family, the parents had been doing it for years, and now they got the kids and the husbands and the grandkids, and they're all starting to help out. That's probably the biggest thing that we do. Every year we manage to get folks that want to come and help.
You mentioned talking to some of the people that come and sit at the counter or sit at the tables off on the side. Do some of those folks, by the course of conversations, make their way into the West Des Moines Church?
Oh, some might. You know, the people come from all over the state. So there's some folks from Des Moines, but you know, a lot of the folks that we talk to are from Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Bellevue, Sioux City, you know, Council Bluffs, and every spot in between. And so it's just kind of interesting, why are you here at the fair? What are you doing? You get the livestock people sit down and they're tired and they want a decent something to eat. What are you doing? And the kids, you know, taking care of their animals. And then you have just members of a church, and they're very proud to tell you that we're from a church out somewhere and glad to support us. So.
And do you find that you've had some repeat customers over the years?
Oh, I talked to some yesterday. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We get people that they come here every year, and they either got to have their biscuits and gravy or their biscuit sandwich or their pulled pork or their beef burger or just a cup of coffee, which is, by the way, very good. We have good coffee. We have researched some of this stuff to make sure that we offer good quality. But yeah, we've got a nice tradition here. You know, hope we can keep it going. It's going to take some of the younger folks to step in and fill the roles of the folks that were doing it 20 and 30, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. And but it always generates excitement around the church that we've got this going. We get everybody. I mean, the pastors and the people inside our church, the staff folks come out and help, and families. And so, yeah, we get a lot.
Anything else that we want to add?
I do. A little bit of trivia.
Sure.
You can figure out how to put that in there. Last year, here's what we do. We did about 900 pounds of ground beef. So you translate that into walking tacos, which is probably one of our number one items, because we did about 2,500 bags of Doritos and Fritos, and most of that is a walking taco. We have our biscuits and gravy, and I'll probably give away the secret of our success, but it's a gravy that we get in cans. We did 150 cans. So, number 10 can, that's a lot of gravy. We have a woman named Joanne Latta, a member of our church, has a pie baking business, and we went through 173 pies, which is about 1,211 slices of pie last year. And it's fresh. It's homemade peach and strawberry rhubarb and cherry and apple. And
is there a big hit among those flavors?
Strawberry rhubarb and peach this time of year. You don't get that anywhere, and it's fresh. And they're really good.
Really good.
And then we did 300 pounds of pork. It's about 1,200 sandwiches. And then we changed how we get the milk from the little cartons to the bottles. And last year alone, we sold 1,200 bottles of chocolate milk. So that's just some of the fun facts that we end up with in doing this. And Tom, of course, now is collecting this information, and it's kind of interesting to look at it and go, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. So how many people do we serve? Thousands. and we'll see people come back every day, find their spots, sit down, order what they, you know, order their standard thing, and they really enjoy it. Come back for more.
Sounds like a spot of hospitality right here on the corner.
It is.
Barn and Main Drag.
Right here. Right in the center of everything down here, and it's a good place to be. It's part of who Iowa is in being in the small communities around Iowa, and we're just grateful that we are able to be a part of the Iowa State Fair now for 63 years, and it's a great tradition, and we hope to be able to continue this moving forward.